The government shutdown now. A delegation of 18 House Republicans heading to the White House to propose a short-term increase in the debt ceiling, which the White House is indicating President Obama will sign, maybe has. The deal would not resolve the partial government shutdown, now in its 10th day. Andrea Seabrook has been helping us understand what's happening there. She's a former NPR congressional reporter, and she now runs Decode DC. It's a radio show and podcast that focuses on Washington's dysfunction. Andrea, it's nice to talk to you again. Thank you for talking to us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, as always.
So any word, by the way, on this latest effort, this delegation heading to the White House with this short-term proposal?
Well, it would be a six-week extension in, it would be a rise in the debt ceiling that would last the federal government about 6 weeks. So to November 22nd, the government would be solvent. It would not be open, necessarily, which is kind of a strange reversal in Republican tactics here. And as far as I know, the president has not, or the White House, his staff has not come out and said that he will definitely vote for it. I think there's a lot of figuring out going on right now in Washington.
What's the thinking of offering up this short-term solution to a problem that is the debt ceiling, a long-term issue?
Well, it's a little strange, frankly, that Republicans would offer this instead of what everyone seemed to want, which was, you know, get the government back open and then negotiate. But this way, Republicans are getting an awful lot of pressure, not just from their constituents, although constituents certainly are pressuring them, but also from business people, the people who, by and large, fund their campaigns. And those people do not want to see the federal government get any closer than it is now to reaching the debt ceiling and defaulting on the United States debt. It would be catastrophic, they say, for the markets and for world markets. And so in some ways, this seems like Republicans are taking away what would be the nuclear option of this entire fight. What leverage that leaves them with, I'm not sure.
Well, maybe it makes them look better in the eyes of the very people who are pressuring them, because I keep thinking that this reminds me of that old National Lampoon ad cover. If you don't buy this magazine, we'll shoot this dog.
Right.
And so maybe they're starting to feel that kind of pressure, that they are really starting to hear from people, even their supporters, who say, you know, you sound a little bit like a hostage taker.
But you know what's so strange is that comparatively, the number of people screaming about the debt ceiling is very small compared to the number of Americans who are angry and would like to see the government just open up and function like normal government. And so if, in fact, the Republicans are buckling to pressure here, it is from a powerful few. And they are so far putting up with the pressure they're receiving from the great majority of actual Americans.
Yeah, Treasury Secretary Jack Lew in front of the Senate telling the senators that no Congress in 224 years of American history has allowed our country to default. And he got pushback from senators like Mike Crapo of Idaho and Toomey saying, look, what are your contingency options? You know, what's your other option, Mr. Lew? And he said they're all bad.
Yeah. There are a couple of constitutional questions at play. The thing going on here is that the Constitution says that Congress has to write all the spending bills, and the president can sign them or veto them. But the Congress itself passed this law about having this ceiling on the debt much later, you know, just a century or so ago. And so there's some question of whether the president has the obligation to pay America's debts that have already been racked up. And so the question really is, can the president break the debt ceiling law and go ahead and pay the bills, or does he have to follow it? It's, you know, which law do you break, the Constitution or the other one?
So the Republicans going to talk to the president. They include the Washington State Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers because she's in leadership. We also know that Washington Representative Dave Reichert, he has said that he would vote for a no-strings-attached clean spending bill to end the shutdown. What kind of possibility is there that the Republicans will break ranks and get a clean spending bill passed?
Well, I think that, you know, we may be hitting on here the real reason behind the actions today. The Republican caucus is, you know, in the House of Representatives is really a mess. There's a huge rift among Republicans about between those who would risk anything for their sort of ideals of making the government smaller and those who think the government should function in some way and has some purpose. And since this rift has been widening, more and more, you can call them pragmatic Republicans. They're not necessarily moderate ones, but like Representative Reichert, ones who will come out and say in public, I think the government should stay open and send out Social Security checks and, you know, veterans benefits and so on. The leadership is going to have a harder and harder time keeping them in line as more like Reichert do that. And so perhaps this thing about the debt ceiling is a way to negotiate something that will hold the Republican caucus together, at least temporarily. But, the, you know, the truth is that this whole mess is really a question of where the soul of the Republican Party is, whether it's going to be a big tent party with moderates and pragmatists and conservatives and so on, or whether it's going to be an ideologically pure, so to speak, party that would more resemble the Tea Party. And because those two factions, if you will, of the Republican Party are fighting against each other in their own House of Representatives, everything else has spun out from that.
Well, Halloween's coming, so maybe we'll see the Republicans taking different masks out onto the streets. Andrea Seabrook, thanks a lot.
It's a pleasure, as always. Thanks.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Andrea Seabrook was an NPR correspondent for a long time. She now runs Decode DC, decodedc.com. It's a blog. It's a podcast.